What's going on? What is happening, everybody? So check it out. This is Stirring the Pot Podcast. I am your host, Gary, and we're about to get ready to vibe out. You know, today's episode is going to be, not that it's different, but I think it's going to be very prevalent. Today I want to be talking about the responsibilities of being the man of the house. The responsibilities of being the man of the house. I am a firm believer that men should rule their houses. Men should be the covering of their houses. If possible, men should be the breadwinner of their houses. But, you know, these are all things we know. These are all things that society probably would agree on. These are things that society mostly have already put somewhat in place and dismantled somewhat also. But a lot of times nobody ever talk about the stresses that come with that, the anxiety that some men deal with when it comes to, you know, ruling their kingdom, being, the head of the household and things like that. Believe it or not, it's not an easy job. Especially if you are doing your very best, it's not an easy job, you know. The reality of it is, all men are not going to be rich. The average man makes $50,000 to $55,000 a year. And that's something that, need to be taken into consideration, when it comes to building these families, when it comes to, taking these illustrious vacations, when it comes to, living beyond your means, I'll say that. I think a lot of this is even worse now because social media is the playground for cap. I'm gonna say that again. Social media is the playground for cap. And I say that because social media will make you believe that everybody is winning. Social media will have you to believe. Social media will have you to believe that everybody is winning, and you just trying to figure out where you going wrong. And with all actuality, people, believe it or not, them people that look like they winning on social media, they really is capping. That lifestyle that, they trying to portray ain't happening. So, it's rough, being the man, being the man of the house, being the man of controlling your household, and I just feel like a lot of men don't get the proper amount of credit for their doings. And the reality of it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got some dudes out here that's straight bums. They not going to work. They're not trying to provide for their families. Like, they're the type that, you know, they'll manipulate their lady to the point where, you know, that they won't work. I feel like, and you know, to be honest, I'm the type of person that, you know, feel like every man should be respected. You know, I'm big on every man being respected, but if a man don't work, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? He don't deserve. Now, there's a difference between a dude that don't work, don't want to work, don't have no ambition to work, and there's a difference between a dude who don't work but want to work. These are two different men. So, you know, pay attention to the fact that, you know, these two men are not the same. These two men are not the same. You know, don't get it confused. Don't get it confused, because the man that want to work but can't is a total different individual compared to the man that don't want to work and can. The reality of this conversation is, you know, the world, we're so inflated. You know, it's no way possible people, I mean, unless you're rich, you know, you're doing very, 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 very well. Sorry, my apologies. You know, if you fall in that category and money ain't a thing, then, you know, by all means. But the reality of it is, that's not most people's reality. You know, most people's realities look, you know, similar to what I'm talking about. Most people's realities are living paycheck to paycheck. Most people's realities are, you know, barely making ends meet. And, you know, those things are a bit rough. You know, the reality of those things are a bit rough. But we gotta really think about let's think about and talk about the anxieties that come with being, you know, the man of the house, ruling your territory and stuff like that. Now, being the man of the house comes with, I say, you know, the responsibilities are protection, you know, of the people of the house, provision, providing for the people of the house, guidance for the people of the house, you know, those responsibilities, at least to me, you know, fall on the shoulders of the man, a real man. And, you know, we gotta stop making excuses, you know, for dudes who don't even, you know, operate in this category. So, you know, some may ask, why are you talking about these things? What are you getting at? You know, some may know, especially from my last episode, and, you know, the announcement that I made that I'm an expecting father. You know, I'll be a father in a few months. You know, stirring the pot, having a little baby boy at that. You know, I feel like my mentality has shifted hugely, it's shifted a lot. So, you know, one thing that I know, you know, or how it has shifted is my you know, soon to be here son already has a savings account, and to be totally honest, I'm sure is more than a lot of grown men. And I'm not saying that to boast. I promise you, I'm not saying that to boast. But what I'm saying is, you know, provision, you know, is a very, you know, important thing. I didn't grow up with a father. My father was killed when I was a young child, but I didn't have the opportunity of having a father, and my father setting me up to where, you know, provisions were made. You know, it's very rough. How can I say it? It's very tough. You know, and I think a lot of, like, especially like with society now, and these young dudes that's just running amok, you know, I believe they didn't have a structural person in their life. I thank God, you know, for my brother-in-law, pain in my behind, but I love that man to death. If man who was out, you know, and we met people, and I've done it before, I told him that's my father. You know, every good thing about me is when it comes to responsibility and being a man, he taught me. You know, he taught me with love. My sister him took me in, you know, helped me to, you know, get good grades, you know, because they gave me a form of structure. You know, so I was blessed to have that. Even though he wasn't my biological father, but he was the individual who taught me how to be a man. He treated me like a son. So that's why I always refer to him as like a father figure. Love him to death, but he's a pain in my behind. But anyway, you know, I remember being a kid, you know. Ooh. I remember being a kid, and every Saturday, and I was a middle schooler. Where we lived at was row homes. Like, we lived in row homes. And during the fall, or like autumn, in a time where leaves would fall off the trees, I remember him, you know, Saturday morning, we ended up, you know, we had chores. You know, he would wake the house up probably 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and everybody would have a certain amount of chores to take care of before their weekend was theirs. Like, you know, Saturday, we had chores. You do your chores the rest of the day, and Sunday is yours, pretty much. And my chore was to go outside and clean the entire row. And at first, you know, I didn't understand, you know, why he made me do it or whatever the case may be. I didn't understand, you know, his thinking or his logic behind it. It actually pissed me off, because the reality of it is, really what I was doing was I was going out to clean in front of our house. And I remember the first time I did it, you know, he came outside, inspected it. I mean, I cleaned every single leaf off of our part of the property. And he was like, man, that looked good, real good. And after he said that, he was like, now do the rest of the row. And I wanted to cuss him the hell out. I wanted to cuss him out. But, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a kid, whatever the case is. I mean, you gotta do what you're told, you know? So I ended up starting to clean every Saturday. My chore was to clean the entire row. And I remember his words to this day. So when I showed him my finished product of me cleaning in front of our house, he was like, you know, that it looks good, doesn't it? And, you know, I'm all like, yeah, you know, it looks good. And he was like, well, look at the rest of the row. They make it look bad because he was just basically saying the rest of the row got leaves and stuff on it, and it makes what you did look bad because they're so connected to each other. And that's when he was like, you know, do the whole row. I was absolutely pissed. I was pissed because, like, yo, why am I cleaning for other people? Bad enough I'm cleaning out here for, you know, us, but, you know, make a long story short, it probably was one of the best things that he could teach me, because he was teaching me structure. He was teaching me accountability. And every Saturday morning, I was out there cleaning that entire row, to the point where, you know, after a few weeks of me doing it, I remember one of the neighbors came to me and was like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, why are you cleaning in front of my house and all the other people's houses or whatever? And not like in an ignorant way, like, yo, what are you doing? It was more so like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, wow, like, is people like this in the world? So, and I mean, yeah, you know, shoot, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And it was just so ironic and so crazy that, you know, that was what I did every Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning, I was out there cleaning that row, cleaning it up, getting the job done, you know, getting the job done. So it taught me the structure that I have now. I live in what I believe is a very, very decent neighborhood. One of the weirdest blocks, because our trash truck people used to just leave trash all over. I think, like, you know, when they picked up trash, people would, some of the trash cans would rip and things like that. And, yeah. So, that's what would happen. So, I remember probably a month and a half back, super cold day. It brought me back, like, looking at it, it brought me back to my childhood. And, you know, I came home and I was like, I hate it looking trash. I'm talking about, it was like the bag, one of the trash men picked the whole bag up, and it ripped open and all the stuff fell out of it, and they just left it there. So me being me, and I'm the type of person, like, if I'm gonna complain about it, then I'm willing to do something to fix it. So, you know, I said something to my wife. I was like, yo, it looks so nasty out there. And she was like, I was getting ready to say that. It just, I was like, yo, like, that's not a representation of where we live at. Like, Like I lived somewhere in the hood. It was one of those blocks where you in the hood, but it's like you really in the suburbs kind of joint. Besides the hood stuff that be going on. And it wasn't that much trash on that block. Now, this block, I'm living, you know, and where people want to be at, and it's like, yo, like, how's this block, you know, like, getting so dirty, or, like, all this dirt, trash and stuff, you know, being blew down the street or whatever. But to make a long story short, I ended up, you know, since I complained about it, you know, I ended up going outside. I put my hoodie, some boots on, and jeans or whatever the case is, and put my Scully and my mask and stuff on. And I went outside and cleaned the trash up. And the trash, it wasn't our trash. It wasn't my trash or whatever the case may be. What had nothing to do with me and my family or nothing, but it did, because I'm like, you know, I don't want my wife to come home, have to come home, you know, from work and it look like this, you know. So, you know, I went out, I cleaned it up, and that was that. You know, I didn't get any accolades or any recognition, which I didn't do it for, but. You know, you have to sometimes, you know, take the matters into your own hand, especially when you're a man. You know, it just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it aggravated me enough to go out there and clean it up, you know? So, you know, such is life. Such is life. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, being the man, you know, is one of those jobs that is honorable, or it should be honorable. It should be respected to the fullest. And, you know, I believe that a lot of people kind of take it for granted, you know, having a good man in the house, you know, having a man that comes home every day, you know, having a man that you know, gets up and go at it every single day to make sure he provide for the roof that he's, you know, sleeps under. It's a blessing. So, you know, ladies, you know, if you have a good man that's hardworking, you know, if you have a man that's protective over you and the family, If you have a man that, you know, keep things in order, you know, keep a hedge of protection around you guys, you know, provide, you know, to the best of his ability, I'm not going to lie, you got to treat that man like a king. Because believe it or not, you have women out here, that's all they looking for. They just want a man that's not lazy, that's not going to play the game for 24 hours and not worry about going to work to make a dime. You know, ladies, y'all have to be careful. You have to be careful with how you implement conversations and things, because sometimes y'all come off and all y'all doing is adding stress to a man's life. All off the way that y'all engage, all off the way that y'all engage with the man. that's something that y'all got to take into consideration. You got to take that into serious consideration. You know, no one is trying to tell you how to do certain things and how to be a certain way. But the reality of it is that, you know, you have to not stress your man out. I mean, truth be told, you have to not stress your man out. Like, a lot of women can't handle that. A lot of women can't handle that. Because truth of the matter is, a lot of women don't even know that they stressing their man out. A lot of women don't even know that they stressing their man out. Like, that's crazy all in itself. Think about it. A lot of women do not even know that they're stressing their men out. they think it's just another day in the office, you know, with the yin yang. With all of the, you know, all of the stress and aggravation that they are, you know, that they're implementing or causing in the house. A lot of time men can't handle that verbal stress. A lot of men don't do well with the nagging and the, you know, the all the, you know, being cussed out and stuff like that. You know, and I don't justify men putting their hands on women. I mean I really don't. But you know, and I don't want this being taken the wrong way, but I don't understand because I would never hit my wife or a woman. But some men can't handle that stress and that accountability to be nagged at and things like that and keep their restraint. Some men can't handle that. You know, some men, you know, try their best. Some men try their best to keep it cool, keep it calm, keep it collected. But, you know, when it all boils down, a lot of time women know how to, you know, pick a certain kind of fight or pick a certain kind of argument that, you know, the brother can't do nothing. I mean, the only way he can, after he done been degraded or stressed out, only thing he can do is snap out. And like I said, I'm not justifying that because I'm not about that. But it's a good chance that that's what happened. That's what pushed them to, you know, that's what pushed them to, you know, what it is. You know, think about this. The reality of America, think about it. The reality of America is 99% of America is poor. Listen to what I just said. 99% of America is poor. And 1% of America is rich. Think about that. I'm gonna say it one more time. 99% of America is poor, and 1% of America is rich. Now think about the stresses that come along with that, because the way America is built it's built on, you know, mostly, I mean, most people are not going to be rich. Most people are not going to be rich. Most people are going to get by, you know. Most people are going to, you know, scratching and surviving. But, you know, the good thing about life, you know, especially when you're in a relationship or a marriage, or, you know, you're a family man, you know, we have to try to get to a place where, you know, get to a place where, you know, things aren't going to be as stressful, as strenuous, and try to just get to a place where you know your mate enough, you know, because sometimes, man, you know, when in a relationship, sometimes, you know, when you're being combative in an argument or you're just talking and nagging a person, sometimes you just got to look at yourself in the situation and just be like, yo, shut the hell up. Yeah, real rap. Like, you know, we have to have that discernment where, you know, it's like, all right, I didn't stress my mate out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just leave it alone. And then we'll revisit this another time. But a lot of times, you know, people don't take that into consideration. They looking at it like, listen, this is what it is. This is what it's going to be. And this is how we getting down. This is how we getting down. And, you know, we have to be very careful with that, you know? We have to be very careful. You know, it's a very stressful thing, you know? Especially for some men, you know, and some men, like, listen, man, real rap, some men don't handle these stresses as well as, you know, y'all may think. You know, I want y'all to understand that, ladies. Some of these dudes can't handle the, you know, these stresses. You know, and ladies, y'all have to understand that. You have to understand that, because it's gonna be very important for you all to understand that. It's going to be very important for you to understand that. But, hey, you know, hey, who am I? Who am I? So we're at a place that we have no time to be stressing our partners out, and that's the truth, I'm telling you. We have no time to stress our partner out. We have no time, you know, to be agitating situations that isn't called for, truth be told. Trying to think what else, you know, we can cover before we got out here. Oh, but listen, and I'm gonna wrap it up. In this conversation, I mean, you know, I'm leaning more towards the males. You know, it's not like I'm taking up for the men, but I want you all to realize that you know, it's a lot of stress and anxiety that's going on in the world, you know, that men have to handle themselves. It's, you know, like I can only talk about myself and my experiences. You know, when I found out I was having a son, you know, I never understood when people was like, oh, I don't want to bring a baby into this world and things like that. And me and my wife, you know, we tried so hard at having a child years ago that I couldn't understand it, because I'm like, you know, a child is probably the greatest blessing you can have. You know, I just was like, you know, I don't know. So what ended up, once we found out we were conceiving and, you know, we was having a child, you know, like happiness came over me. And I'm also the type of person that's going to think. And sadness came over me, because I was like, dang, I don't, you know, like, and I live in Philadelphia. Like, when you hear about the stuff that goes on here, it's like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, yo, I'm, especially when I found out I was having a son, in my mind, I just was like, yo, I'm going to end up in jail, because, you know, the first time, you know, when I find out, you know, if it happens, you know, I pray to God that I raise him good enough that, you know, he don't take that route. But if I find out somebody give my son a package, I'm going to jail, because I'm going to go to that block and it's going to get dark. You know, it's going to get dark. And, you know, I'm gonna approach the situation like a gentleman, but I'm more than sure that it might not work out that way. And then I'm gonna have to get goofy. Sorry, but it is what it is. You know, I feel like, you know, the fact that having a boy, it might be a bit rougher than I expected. You know, it might be a bit rougher than I expected. For the fact that, you know, having a boy, you have to deal with that kind of stuff. Nowadays, you know, you got female drug dealers out here. I mean, when I was younger, ripping and running the streets, it was females out getting to a dollar. Oh, sorry, microphone moving on me. It was females out here getting to a dollar, so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I just, you know, pray and hope, you know, that the stresses of everything that's going on in life, things that are going on with people I might know, the things that's going on with, you know, just anything. So, you know, especially before I get out of here, so me and my wife, we have embarked on, you know, a week of being vegetarian. And, you know, it isn't easy. I'm going to tell you that now. It is not easy. And we've done this before, so it's not like it's nothing new. We've done this before. And, you know, we've yielded some good results. We've yielded good results. And I think, you know, I'm going to, you know, not think, I am going to be a lot more stricter on my diet. I think I had actually a fairly well day today, which is really good. You know, I don't, you know, I ate fairly well, only really ate a little bit today. Which is, you know, obviously a good thing. And that's pretty much it. You know, that's pretty much that. But yeah, so like, listen, you know, I appreciate everybody that rocked out or is rocking out with the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, this episode is really just an episode to kind of just help us all, you know, understand certain things. You know, I'm recording this episode really so that, you know, the female listeners that I have, you know, that they know, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, they end up dealing with a guy that he, you know, he's not, you know, very verbal. You know, you have dudes that are not verbal at all. But the reality of it is, you know, if you give them the proper opportunity, they'll be a little more vocal. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll communicate a lot more better, you know, a lot better. But, you know, you have to give them that ability to, you know, to explain themselves or to open up. So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah, I want to thank you all for rocking out with me. I want to appreciate you guys. And listen, man, tune in. You know, listen, this this podcast is definitely it's going to be a little different simply because I feel like we need different more than controversial. A lot of people like controversial stuff. I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you. Some of the stuff I say is controversial. Like, I can be controversial about anything, but you know, you also got to know that some fights aren't, you know, meant to be won on other people's platforms. So, you know, you wait and you find out how to maneuver. You find out how to, you know, make something out of nothing. So, you know, this is the Stirring the Pot podcast. And I am your host, the one and only Gary Bryant. Listen, you guys have a great evening, a great day, or a great night. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you all very soon. Peace.